How a king fell in love with a sick slave girl and tried to cure her. Now here is a tale for you to contemplate. It tells the truth about our present state. There was a king, most glorious and refined, with spiritual and temporal power combined. Once he was riding on his favorite steed, out hunting with his friends, whom he would lead. When he beheld a slave girl near the fray, his soul became her servant straight away. His old heart fluttered like a caged young bird. He met the asking price without a word. But just when he had signed and sealed his trade, by fate an illness overcame the maid. Like buying saddles for your mule one day, to find that wolves have chased it far away, or fetching water with your finest pot for it to smash as if there's been a plot. The king brought healers from all distant lands. Our lives are both now in your expert hands. My life is over till she's well again. For she is my medicine, distinguished man. Light of my life, whoever makes her well, more treasure wins than he could ever sell. As one, they said, our lives will sacrifice. We will confer and seek from all advice. We are the Messiah for the world's distress, a slave for every wound we each possess. They skipped, if God wills, through their arrogance. So God revealed through them man's impotence. I mean omission from inside one's heart, not just the utterance, that's the lesser part. Many have failed to say if God should will, although their souls were in accordance still. The more these men produce the slave or cure, the more distress the girl seemed to endure. That girl became much thinner than a hair. The king wept tears of blood in his despair. The drugs they gave her made her feel more ill. An almond oil just made her drier still. Food made her constipation even worse. Water increased the flames as if a curse.